Hi, I'm Jen.
And I'm Glenn.
And you're listening to Bug Bites. This show is made possible with support from the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communications on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans.
In this corner, weighing in with approximately 700 different species in the United States, the butterflies. And in the opposite corner, weighing in with over 15,000 species in the United States, the moths.
While butterflies get most of the attention, moths dominate the order Lepidoptera, which include moths and butterflies, with 90% of the known species. But when looking at an individual, how can you tell which is which?
First, look at their antennae. Most butterflies have thin, hair-like antennae with a bulb or club at the tip. Moths, on the other hand, often have comb-like or feathery antennae, or hair-like antennae without the club tip.
Moths tend to have stout and hairy or furry-looking bodies, where butterflies typically have slender and smoother abdomens.
Butterflies frequently fold their wings above their backs when they are perched. Moths usually rest with their wings spread out to their sides.
Both have wings covered in scales, but the scales on moth wings tend to be larger, making them look more dense and fluffy.
Butterflies tend to be more colorful. While moths are usually brown, gray, white, or black, with obscuring patterns of zigzags or swirls, which help camouflage them from predators.
And lastly, what time is it? Butterflies are usually seen during the day, while moths are mostly active at night.
But as you pay more and more attention to the differences between moths and butterflies, you'll soon realize that they're exceptions to everything we just told you. Identification guidelines can help you determine if you're seeing a moth or a butterfly. But when it comes to nature, it's best to err on the safe side and realize they're exceptions to every rule.
Bug Bites is made possible by the Missoula Butterfly House and Insectarium and produced by Autumn Barnes in association with Montana Public Radio.